The same day argument is one that the Patent Office has made it clear in its own regulations that and in the MPEP that filing or the co-pendency will be maintained as long as the issuance of the application and the filing of the continuation application happen on the same day.
But the PTO doesn't have the authority to modify language of a statute.
No, but the PTO has authority to prescribe its own procedures, and the public, this court has said, are allowed to rely on the descriptions in the MPEP of the procedures that the PTO will follow. So when the PTO tells the world, we will treat your application is co-pending as long as it arrives on the day that the earlier patent issues, people are allowed to rely on that in determining when to file their applications. In addition,
So you think that that would allow them, the PTO, by issuing a regulation saying you don't actually have to file before, after is just fine. Suppose that's what the regulation said, that would in fact somehow entitle people to a statutory right to a patent, even though it's clearly in conflict with what Congress said?
No. If the PTO purported to issue a statute, a regulation in direct conflict with the statute, that would not
be. So why isn't this one in direct conflict? And why isn't this a substantive rulemaking otherwise, and therefore off limits for the PTO since they don't have substantive rulemaking authority?
Well,
so it's a two-part question.
What the statute says is that it has to be filed, the continuing application has to be filed before the issuance or abandonment of the other application. The PTO doesn't know on any given day when the official gazette is going to be published or when patents are going to be released from the printers. It would be an administrative nightmare of the greatest proportions to have a rule that said we have to keep track on each day of exactly when papers went into the PTO and papers went out of the PTO. And in fact,
They're timestamps, so they do keep track of the exact time because applications and things to the PTO, aren't they timestamped?
Actually, they're usually date stamped
unless
they arrive by fax. They're just date stamped. Oh. And so there's no way to tell, looking back at the record, exactly when things happened. The other way to think about this, and this is the way that Judge Crabb analyzed the problem in the Western District of Wisconsin in a case that we cite in our brief, before in this case means not later than. So as long as the two things happen on the same day.
Well, before can't mean equal to. I mean, greater than, less than, equal to. Math is not that, hard.
But the point is that this is not
can't be the same thing.
The statute here, unlike the statute in Locke, by the way, doesn't say something has to happen before a date. It says something has to happen before the issuance of the patent. Since we don't know when the patent issues, this is a reasonable regulatory resolution of the issue. If I can get one sentence in on the first point that Mr. Stedman made.
We'll give you one sentence. With no semicolons.
We are not saying that entitled has a different meaning before and after the amendment. It has the same meaning.